Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. The early morning just after sunup is really nice these days. There is just the right amount of cool in the air, especially on a rain-free morning. I enjoyed that first cup outside today and hope you're enjoying one now. I'm sure what I'm about to say is not news to anyone, but it did occur to me recently that the various stories in Genesis are rich with meaning. For example, the story of Joseph, the grandson of Abraham, from Genesis 37 through 50. Joseph, about the age, about 15, was the youngest of his brothers, and his relationship with his brothers was strained at the very least. You see, Joseph was his father's favorite, and Joseph was a bit of a snob and somewhat arrogant about it. The brothers knew their father's preference, and quite naturally, they resented Joseph. When Jacob made a very fancy and expensive coat for Joseph, it was the last straw. One morning, Joseph's brothers were out in the fields grazing the sheep, and Jacob wanted to find out how things were going and make sure the boys had food, etc. So he told Joseph to go check on his brothers and come back to him with a report. Now, from Joseph's point of view, life was good. He was smart, healthy, strong, attractive, and on top of that, he was the favorite son. So, with his coat of many colors on, he started out on a routine errand to check on his brothers tending the herd. I can certainly imagine him walking along, singing a song to himself, and maybe thinking about the dinner meal waiting for him when he arrived home. But as he saw his brothers in the distance, he had no idea how his comfortable, safe, and secure life was about to change on a dime. In an hour or so, he would find himself in a dry cistern without a way to get out. And by dinner time, being pulled with his hands tied behind by a desert trader across the hot sands on his way to Egypt to face a future of slavery and years in prison. But Joseph was prepared, and he probably didn't realize he was. As the grandson of Abraham, Joseph had one very important thing on his side: his relationship with God and its impact on how he reacted to a life of loss, deprivation, false accusation, and abandonment. His faith, his trust, his respect for the God in heaven was a guide for his approach to this situation. While a slave to Potiphar, Joseph worked hard, obeyed instructions, was dependable and honest and true to behavior God would expect. He gained the trust of Potiphar, even when he was unfairly accused by Potiphar's wife and sent to prison for several years. His behavior was the same, and his evident relationship with God ultimately earned him power and comfort only next to Pharaoh himself. Joseph's story is the same as ours. Unexpected changes in life can be happy, exciting, like finally getting the job you've dreamed of, an acceptance to college or some program you wanted so bad, a surprising meeting with the person you will marry. Or they can be upsetting, challenging, heartbreaking. A loved one dies unexpectedly, an unexpected health diagnosis. The company you work for announces a move to another city, and either you move or look for other work. Some affect events of the day or a few days, and others your whole life path. These types of events can occur in the lives of all of us, but the thing that impacts the consequences of the situation is ultimately how we handle it, just like with Joseph. Do we turn first to the Lord our God or to the world to solve the problem, soothe the pain, the fear, help us gain wisdom in the circumstances we find ourselves in? Joseph was prepared in his faith and relationship with our God. The Lord had a plan for Joseph, as he does for each of us, a plan that we will live our lives in a way that reflects the character, the love, and compassion of the Lord, that others will seek a relationship with him too. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the rich and deeply meaningful stories left to us. Please help us be open to the lessons to be learned that will prepare us for the ups and downs of life. Most of all, strengthen our relationship with you. All we have to do is spend time with you, get to know you, recognize the gifts of life you provide, and mostly allow you, Lord, to lead in our lives. And we will be prepared. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.